Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All on mine, shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Life will give you whatever experience is most helpful for the evolution of your consciousness. And how do you know this is the experience you need? Because this is the experience you are having at this moment. I'm asking today, why do we let our mistakes overshadow our good decisions and accomplishments? What I know for sure is that mistakes are here to help define us. And when I started the Oprah Winfrey Network, I definitely made some mistakes, some missteps. If I was to write a book about it, I would call it Mistakes 101.
I was hired in television, not knowing anything about it, having in mind Barbara Walters, but thinking, oh, okay, I can do that. Not knowing how to write or film or anything. And I think it was because it was the times, and I literally had somebody who was willing to work with me that I managed to find my way. But I had to find my way because the reporting never really fit me. And what did work for me, I'm this old, I'm so old that when I started that it was a year of live action cam. And so it was like video cameras live. And so the news stations would do a live shot. They would throw to somebody live, even if nothing was going on. And what I found is I wasn't so good at the writing part, but if I was just standing up and talking about what had just happened, it was really good. And then I started to feel, so I started in 19, working in television, became an anchor immediately afterwards. I could feel inside myself that reporting was not the right thing for me, even though I was happy to have the job. I got an offer to go to Atlanta. I was making $10,000 a year in 1971, but still in college, so I was thinking I was doing pretty good. I got an offer to go to Atlanta for $40,000, which I thought, it's over. I'm gonna make $40,000. And my boss at the time said to me, you do not know what you don't know.
and you need to stay here until you can learn to write better, until you can perfect your craft as a journalist. And so he said, and we can't give you 40, but we can give you 12. So to make a long story short, because I'd be here all day just talking about how it all came about, I started listening to what felt like the truth for me. I started to feel that reporting wasn't for me, but I had my father, I had my friends, everybody was saying, oh my God, you're an anchor woman, you're on TV, I mean, you can't give up that job. And by the time I was making 25, my father goes, well, you just hit the jackpot, you're not gonna make no more money than that, that's just it. So I was torn between what the world was saying to me and what I felt to be the truth for myself. It felt like an unnatural act for me reporting, although I knew that to a lot of people it was glamorous. And I started to just inside myself think, what do I really want to do? What I really want to do? And I will say this, knowing what you don't want to do is the best possible place to be if you don't know what to do. Because knowing what you don't want to do leads you to figure out what is it you really do want to do. When I was a news reporter, it was so unnatural for me, to cover somebody's tragedies and difficulties, and then to not to have feel anything for it. If I were to put it in business terms, or to leave you with a message, that the truth is, I have from the very beginning listened to my instinct. All of my best decisions in life have come because I was attuned to what really felt like the next right move for me. So when I got the call to come to Chicago, after starting with a co-anchor and working in talk for several years, I knew that it was the right thing to do. Every single person, except my best friend Gail, said you're going to fail. Every single person, when I left, my bosses by this time thought I was terrific and said, you're walking into a landmine, you're gonna fail, Chicago's a racist city, you're black, you're not gonna make it. Everything to keep me staying. They then offered me a car and an apartment and all this stuff. And I said, no, if I fail, then I will find out what is the next thing for me. And I was not one of those people, all of my, the people who worked with me in news, they would have their tapes and they'd have their stories and they'd have, resumes ready. I didn't have any of that because I knew that the time would come where what I needed would show up for me. And when that showed up, I was ready. Because my definition of luck is preparation meeting the moment of opportunity. And I was prepared to be able to step into that world of talk in a way that I knew I could do it.
I changed how I viewed power about 1989. There was a book I read by a man named Gary Zukav called Seat of the Soul. And in Seat of the Soul, he defined what is true power, what is authentic power. And his definition of authentic power, meaning the kind of power that can never be taken from you, not your looks, not your fame, not your money, not your square footage, but authentic power is when the personality, your personality, comes to serve the energy of your soul. When you are able to align who you are, who you've become in the world, with really what you've come to do in the world, when your personality serves the soul. So I thought a lot about that. That book was actually life-changing for me. And I was building a home in Santa Barbara. And as anybody who's ever built a bathroom or a home or anything, nothing ever happens on time. And it was 2002 and we're supposed to be finished and it wasn't finished. And I was like, I can't wait to get in my house and I'm finally gonna have a great Christmas and I'm gonna do the kind of Christmas that I dreamed of from the Courier and Ives, cards. So I'm gonna have the wreaths on the door, but I didn't have a floor. So it's a little difficult to do that. So I started to think, if I can't do that Christmas, well, what am I gonna do for Christmas? My house isn't even ready and what can I do? So I started as I was
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Walking around through the trees, sitting under that tree, because my favorite time is to be alone with my thoughts. And as I was alone with my thoughts, I was thinking, what would be the next best possible Christmas for myself? And I thought of the best Christmas I ever had. The best Christmas I ever had was when I was 12 years old. My mother was on welfare. I was living with my mother and a half brother and sister in Milwaukee. And my mother called me, the oldest, to say, into a room to say, we won't be having Christmas this year. I said, we won't be having Christmas. What about Santa Claus? There is no Santa Claus. I had already figured that out, but okay. I was embarrassed and I was ashamed because for the first time I had to face the reality that, yeah, what I've been suspecting, that we're not like the other kids, that we really are poor, is true. So we're not going to have Christmas and there is no Santa Claus. My first thought after being embarrassed and ashamed was, what will my story be? What am I going to tell everybody when we go back to school and they're showing their toys and I don't have anything to talk about? What am I gonna do? I'm not gonna go outside tomorrow when everybody's out in the yards, in their yards, showing the toys they got for Christmas. I'm gonna stay inside. Am I gonna pretend I'm sick? What is my story going to be? Well, late that night, some nuns showed up at our house and they brought a basket of food and they brought toys for my brother and my sister. And I was overwhelmed with joy that those nuns showed up. Not because they brought me a Tammy doll when I really wanted a Barbie doll. I was overwhelmed because somebody remembered that we existed and somebody cared enough in the middle of the night to come to our house with food and toys. And also, I would now have a story. So as I was contemplating, that was the best Christmas I ever had. I thought, how could I make that possible for somebody else? What could I do to create the same kind of experience for other children? So I took 50 members of my team at Harpo and hired another 50 people in South Africa. And we went to South Africa with the idea of creating something that we ended up doing a documentary about called Christmas Kindness. Christmas Kindness, using my personality to serve the energy of my soul. So we went from village to village offering toys and clothes, food, soccer balls to children who'd never experienced Christmas before. And early in the morning, you could see them lining up by the thousands to come. And we actually went to 10 or 12 villages to do this. And people said to me at the time, oh, that's so frivolous, and the kids won't remember it, and why don't you use your money to do something else more substantial, Oprah? And I said, they may not remember the toy. They may not remember the clothes, although they were most excited, the children, to open boxes containing clothes, because as their caretaker said to us, having new clothes made them not feel poor. And for so many of these kids, it was the first time they'd ever experienced having something that was new for them. They may not remember what they got in the box, but they will remember that somebody remembered them. They will remember the experience.
I know you all have heard the phrase, everybody makes mistakes countless times in your life, and maybe even said it to console someone and encourage them to not dwell on a misstep. So I'm asking today, why do we let our mistakes overshadow our good decisions and accomplishments? What I know for sure is that mistakes are here to help define us. And when I started the Oprah Winfrey Network, I definitely made some mistakes, some missteps. We launched before we were ready. And I gotta tell you all, if I knew then what I know now, I would have done a lot of things differently. I remember saying at the time that if I was to write a book about it, I would call it Mistakes 101. Sometimes when you aren't listening to those inner voices and the knowing of your own purpose, you can get off track. And even when I know how to listen, sometimes if I don't listen, I get off track really quickly. You can get in the wrong relationships, or you can do things prematurely, get yourself off track. Well, this is what I know. Every perceived mistake can be an opportunity to know better and do better. And from that perspective, there really is no such thing as failure. We may perceive it that way in the moment, but things always turn around and eventually lead you to the path that you're supposed to be on if you're paying attention. What are you here to do? What are you here to fulfill? What are you here to offer? Maybe it's friendship, companionship, leadership. Maybe you're all the ships, including the mothership that's always steering things forward for the rest of the people in your life. Well, I want you to know this for sure. Life is like a wave, and you ride it through the ups and downs, the steady times, and then you anchor yourself in the storms. A mistake is a life experience designed to move you in a different direction. And a mistake might be more important to your supreme destiny than even a triumph. Know that your life is way bigger than any one experience, so when those mistakes happen, you use them to guide you to the next right move. Learn from it, ask, what is this here to teach me? And then let it go, because you're always where you need to be. My favorite quote from Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth has gotten me through many a mistake and many a storm. It says, life will give you whatever experience is most helpful for the evolution of your consciousness. And how do you know this is the experience you need? Because this is the experience you are having at this moment. That knowing has helped me through many a moment. I never knew what a brand was when I first started out. I didn't even know what that was. I became a brand by making every decision flow from the truth of myself. Every choice I made for every show that was going to be on the air, I made based upon, does this feel right? Does this feel right? Does this feel right? Is this going to help somebody? Is this going to help somebody? That's not going to help somebody. And I learned, my biggest teachers were were people like the Ku Klux Klan and skinheads, because I was sitting on television one day doing an interview with the KKK. And I realized in that moment that the energy that I was broadcasting throughout the world was energy that I did not want to be a part of. And so I literally, in the middle of a commercial break, I just thought, I will never do this again. I will only allow my platform to be used for as a force for good. And that there are many forms of the KKK, even if it's not called that. So I really made a conscious decision to use myself and to use the platform for that which I thought was going to enhance, enlighten people in a way. So that's the difference. In that moment, I stopped being used by television and made a decision to use television.
Does this happen to y'all? The older you get, you find it hard to believe the number you are, because you still feel like you've always felt. At the end of this week, I'm turning 68. I can't even fathom that number, because when I was much younger, 68 felt not just old, it felt ancient. And now, this is what I know, it's just a marker how many trips you've been around the sun, because we get to determine what that number means for each of us. A good friend asked me recently, did I consider myself retired? And I say, no, I don't. Not a word in my vocabulary. Although I no longer do the show that was a mainstay of my career, I refocus my energy elsewhere, and I'm always staying open to new possibilities and opportunities. So I'm never close to new ideas, producing new television dramas for OWN, traveling. So for me, as I approach yet another turn around the sun, I truly believe that many more delights are ahead, and I hope that you all feel the same. Barring major health setbacks, age is whatever number you choose to feel. Gail says she feels 45. I don't even have a number, because I just feel like now, the present moment, because that's all we ever have. The past is gone, the future's not promised to anybody, and when the future does show up, it's still going to be the now. So I live for, I celebrate, and consistently remind myself to stay in this moment, doing whatever this moment requires, giving it my full attention. And in this moment, I feel connected to the source of all things. I feel wise and peaceful and content. And yet, this moment allows me to see it's never too late to reach a new height that you never thought possible, or achieve a new goal. It can be as small as picking up a new hobby to add a little more joy in your day, as radical as moving across the country to pursue the life you've always wanted. Whatever you've dared to desire, I encourage you to pursue it in the hopes of starting a next chapter that is bigger and fuller than anything you've lived thus far. So just keep growing and becoming more of yourself. That's the goal. Through relationships, through challenges, through victories and setbacks, big and small, to recognize that you aren't just living out your days, you are life, expressing itself through your physical body, your personality, your emotions, and it's never too late to take the reins. In the famous lines of Invictus, you are the master of your fate, you are the captain of your soul.
Done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.